You don't need to turn to it. I'm going to read to you from Isaiah 58. Is it only for bowing one's head like a reed and for lying on sackcloth and ashes? Is that what you call a fast? A day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the kind of fasting I have chosen? To loose the chains of injustice and to untie the cords of the yoke. To set the oppressed free and break every yoke. Is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe them, and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood. Then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help, and they will say, "Here am I." Freedom Sunday. It's not just about their freedom, it's about our freedom. Because when we don't campaign to set them free, we remain in bondage too. The Lord does not answer our prayers. It's quite clear from Isaiah 58. We don't see the injustice of others. We don't provide food, shelter, clothes. We don't try to rectify the injustices, oppressions of others. If we don't have a heart for the people that God has created, how can we have a heart for God? If Jesus said, if God said that He so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, He didn't select out of that world a class or category, a race or color. He loved all mankind, humankind. And He loves this world. And He loves the children broken in this world. The children we have been called to serve, as well as God. To extend to them the freedom that we have received in Christ, so that they too can be free. If we ignore the cries of the helpless, then why should God listen to our cries? Why? If He has created us all in His image, should He think that we should reserve or receive special favor? These words are powerful in Isaiah 58, a shocking revelation of the relationship that God possesses with His church and the demands that He expects from it. We look back romantically at William Wilberforce and the work that he sought to do. We look back at him selectively in the belief that we think it ended slavery. Perhaps William Wilberforce hoped it might. But it can only end when people like John Newton, who could have stood on this platform today and said, "I was one of those ship captains that you're showing on that big screen." Now, I was part of a culture that would jettison human beings into the sea because they were black. I would throw them overboard because I knew that the owners of that ship had them insured as cargo rather than human beings. But I was one of those ship captains until I met Christ. And I wrote that wonderful hymn, "Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound, that saves a wretch like me." If we have experienced amazing grace, let's show it. Let's end slavery. Let's fight to reverse the social injustices of this world. The fact that children should wake up to that type of torture and abuse on a daily basis. Look at our own children. And then think for a moment about what it would feel like to be so desperate as a father or mother to be open to the exploitation of others who stand to make gains. Think for a moment what it would be like as a child to be robbed of your childhood, to be starved of affection, to be fearful and to feel alone. And then think of what it would be like to see in the distance a ship approaching, a speedboat. And on that speedboat are not only authorities, policing, but Christians. As they make their way onto that boat and see the children's eyes and the prospects and belief that they're going to have a future, all because somebody cared. I would love to see the people of God released into trying to reverse social injustice. They have a passion and a heart for those broken and marred, not only by their sin, but more particularly the sins of others, so that we too experience real freedom and grace. Let us pray. Lord, as we listen to a ministry song, we pray, Lord, that the windows of heaven would open, that the Holy Spirit would descend, and that we would become a people fighting for freedom and justice for the oppressed. In Jesus' name we pray.